I'm Mandy.
I'm Charlotte.
I'm Courtney.
And we're here to tell you stories about
debauchery,
stupid shit we've done.
While being bad at being Mormons.
Hey, what's that in your hand?
It's a shot in a bowl.
It's like we're at the Super Bowl.
Bowl shots. Cheers.
Clinky.
Oh my god.
It could be worse.
Woo!
It was vodka.
Yeah, it was.
Remember that time you tried to kill me?
I'm drunk now.
We are staying at a house in Arizona to watch a football game, but we're at this Airbnb where they have not a lot of things conducive to drinking.
Drinking vessels.
Yes.
Yeah, we did play some drinking games in honor of our last episode that we recorded. And we had to use, for our King's Cup, we had to use a bowl, which was very Survivor-like. When Craig had to drink it.
Oh, yeah, that was rough.
What was it? Something about your tribe?
Immunity
for your tribe. Yes.
So we say anytime we have to eat something we don't want to, or, you know.
So, yeah, we're here. We're in Arizona. The three of us are in Arizona for a football game. And
Go Hawks.
And we are staying at this Airbnb, which is very nice, but also a little weird.
So when you come in, there's a picture of his family, this man and a wife with their dog. And they say, hey, welcome, you know. Manny's like, well, that's a pretty good idea. You know, hey, we're real people. Don't fuck up our shit.
Welcome to our home.
You're welcome. You know, did you bring a furry friend? You're welcome to use Sullivan. That's their dog's name. Toys. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, Sullivan will share his toys with your dog.
Then we come to find out no one lives in this house.
This house is like, it's managed by a property management company. That's who I've been dealing with. Right? I'm not dealt with the person.
But it's like got all these little weird fake touches to make it look like somebody lives here, but they're so obviously fake. Like there's the coffee mugs in the cupboard are pictures of the dog, like Shutterfly. It says Shutterfly on the bottom of the mug, and it's like a little collage of pictures of their dog, but there's four of them that are exactly the same. I bet you if we go to either house on like either side of this, it's the same dog and it's on the mugs and the same cupboard. Anyways, it got us thinking it might be fun to, like, if we ever have money to invest somehow, we could do an Airbnb, but, you know, have it be, like, clues, like an escape room almost. And
right. I do feel like we were uncovering a lot when we were like, wait, what? This isn't real?
Yeah, I could find, like, a secret panel in the floor or something that tells you who the real family is. I don't know.
They're buried in the backyard.
Anyways, it's a nice house.
Yeah, I like it.
Definitely not someone's home.
No.
We took the liberty of redecorating. We brought the couch down from upstairs. It looks much better in this front room.
There's five of us. We needed enough seats for five butts.
That's a fact.
Five buttholes, which coincidentally is going to be the name of this podcast. Butthole
selfies.
Yeah. Yes. Don't worry. We'll get to why later on.
Well, cheers. Shout out to our patrons.
Hi, patrons.
Hey.
Thanks for listening. We're so glad you keep coming back week after week.
Maybe one day we can have a patrons retreat at an Airbnb just like this one.
You're really selling it.
So if you lose at Kings, are you going to tell your patrons to go fuck themselves and not drink the cup?
Yes.
Or the bowl?
And go to bed early.
You know what? I looked at that bowl. I almost threw up, and then I went to bed, because I'm an adult, and you can't peer pressure me into anything.
But if you had not lost, if you had won...
I would have forced anybody else to drink that.
Yeah. So. Anyway, let's repent.
I repent for not drinking my bowl of beer.
Thank you.
I'll repent for all of last week's tequila shots.
Oh, yeah, we were pretty fucked up last episode. You're welcome.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it because I'm embarrassed what I might have said. But I do remember waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning after, because this auto posts at midnight on Mondays, and I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and it had been posted, and I realized there was no outro music. There was the editing hadn't been done. It was just like I managed to randomly cut a commercial in, but it was a total shit show. And the YouTube, all the videos and shit were just like random things that didn't fit. I pulled off the internet. It was like half of the album title and the picture. When I had all these really great pictures of the show, that was the whole point of doing the podcast. Anyways, it was a complete nightmare. So I fixed it very, very early in the morning, hopefully. And hopefully it wasn't too noticeable. Because it was not good.
I feel that, yes, I'll repent for that too.
Yes. And I would also like to repent for being a certain age, I'm not going to say how old, and still not having gotten my Motley Crue tattoo. Oh,
Jesus. Mistakes have been made, but there's always time to rectify these mistakes. And I think that getting day drunk after the game tomorrow, we can probably find a tattoo shop.
The first thing when I opened up my phone to start looking up stuff for the podcast today was Arizona tattoo shops. So
I think it came up because, like, a long time ago we were talking about, you know, like how you get those tattoos when you're young and then you regret them later on in life. I had always wanted that Motley Crue tattoo, mm-hmm. just like flaming right on my upper arm, Motley Crue. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'd regret it. I would look at it down on it with pride right now.
Right?
I had it.
I might have regretted it for a slight moment in the 90s. No, 2000s.
I might have regretted it if Matt Skiba pointed at it or something.
This is the 83rd episode, by the way, of Season Infinity, just in case anybody was wondering.
Oh, nice,
we're pushing 100.
It's got, like, two buttholes.
All right, I want to tell you guys, I've got something special for Mormon Corner this week.
Excellent.
Did you guys know that Mormons believe that Satan controls the water?
What?
And that missionaries aren't allowed to swim?
I did not know that.
I remember seeing something on the, I posted something on the Facebook, and my mom's sister commented something about missionaries not being able to swim. I didn't really get it, and I was just like, I replied back to her, like, I love swimming. This is, what are you talking about? You can't swim if you're a Mormon. And then something about the missionaries, and I stopped paying attention at that point. But when I was Googling weird Mormon shit today, I came across this little gem that says, Mormons believe that Satan controls the water. And basically, I'm going to give you the abridged version because there's a lot of thiseth and thou and mayest types of words in here. But most Mormons raised in the church have a vague understanding that Satan controls the water. This is occasionally seen as folk doctrine, an explanation for why missionaries aren't allowed to swim, or why Mormons in general don't swim on a Sunday.
Oh.
I never knew that.
I got a lot of questions.
I'm probably not the right person to answer them, but go ahead.
So if Satan controls the water, what do Mormons have in their toilets? Like what takes away their poop?
Satan.
How do they cook their top ramen?
Satan. apparently, many active members don't realize that this doctrine comes from a canonized revelation directing Joseph Smith to stop traveling by canoe that God had instructed him to use a few days earlier. Courtney's pointing at her vagina.
I'm a grown-up.
So God said, hey, Joseph Smith, use these canoes to get around. And then all of a sudden God was like, no, stop using these canoes. There, Satan controls the water.
So Joseph Smith got lazy, didn't want a canoe anymore.
Well, according to somebody that was on the trip with him, that's exactly what happened. Ezra Booth says that basically he was a Methodist minister before converting to Mormonism, this guy who's his companion. His stature as an experienced preacher resulted in him being quickly given some prominence by Joseph, who was still in his early 20s. Blah, 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 blah. So Joseph said that God told him that the destroyer was leading the canoes down the river, and that's why they had to stop. But basically, the conduct of the elders became very displeasing to Joseph Smith, who, in the greatness of his power, uttered this malediction. As the Lord liveth, if you do not behave better, some accident will befall you. Well, on and on and on. But basically, Booth said, yeah, he exaggerated how well he could paddle a canoe, and it wasn't going very well. So after the third day, all of a sudden, God was like, nope, Satan's in the water, which results in present-day Mormons not being able to swim on a Sunday.
Oh, religion.
I know, it's so fun.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Let's see if there's anything else in here. If Satan controlled the waters, there's somebody else is asking questions, by the way, Courtney.
Somebody's just as confused as me.
If Satan controlled the waters, what other kinds of mischief would we expect him to use that power for? Would he look to cause more catastrophes, much larger in scope, than capsizing Joseph's canoe? Like the recent Fukushima tsunami? Yeah, well.
I believe it.
You know what?
Satan.
Satan. So yeah, that's Mormon Corner for you today.
All right, so no more swimming. What about a bath? Can I take a bath?
Ooh. I'm going to say no.
All right.
I'm going to say no water of any kind.
You no more showering.
You only drink champagne or vodka.
Okay, I can do it, I think. My body hurts.
Today is only Saturday. So what's cool?
Well, we had the anniversary of the insurrection.
That's true.
The GOP is trying to get it to stop calling it an insurrection.
We also have the anniversary of Trump being banned from Twitter.
Yeah.
That's today, actually, I believe.
Fabulous. Ted Cruz called what happened on January 6th a terrorist attack on the Capitol, but now is begging Fox News for forgiveness, saying that he was sloppy with his words and didn't mean terrorist attack, even though all year he's been saying that it was a terrorist attack. Because it was. It was an attack on the Capitol by people who were causing terror.
Why is it now... Why is he apologizing now?
Because Tucker Carlson called him out saying, "How dare you, Ted Cruz?" You know, because they're trying to say that... What did he say? It was a riot, but not a terror attack. Okay. And so, yeah, Tucker Carlson, you know, is trying to push the narrative. Like, I guess on January 6th, Fox News was sharing video of, like, a dog painting a sunflower and shit. Like, they were not covering January 6th shit at all.
And every other news outlet was.
Of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so anyways, so Ted Cruz had to go on Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson was just like, he's like, "I misspoke. I, you know, I was sloppy with my words." And he's like, "No, Ted, I'm not going to let you get away with that. I know you. You were a Supreme Court nominee. You are very careful with your words. You're very, like, not resourceful. You're very deliberate with your words." And Ted Cruz, "Oh, no, no, I was just sloppy. I wasn't thinking." Again, like, it was like a one-time mess up, even though for the whole year, he's been saying, if it gets referenced, it's a terrorist attack. Mm-hmm. So that's fun.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about this a little bit yesterday, and you know what's not fun is the Courtney's game that she made us play, which I feel like we should share with the listeners.
So it's, "Hey, Charlotte, if you had to gargle the balls of Ted Cruz or Tucker Carlson, which one would you pick? And mind you, if you don't pick one, you have to do them both."
At the same time.
So, I just think that's really fucking rude.
With Marjorie squatting on your face.
Yeah. I had to choose Tucker Carlson solely based on girth.
Like, you think it's cleaner down there?
I just think it's cleaner down there because it's not quite as much skin everywhere.
Gross.
Ted Cruz likes to go on hot, sweaty vacations down in Mexico. Right? So he's probably on a fucking swamp down there.
So it's solely based on that, but honestly, fucking shoot me in the face.
So gross.
Mandy picked Ted. Anyway.
I did not! Look, I'm looking at a picture of Jesus right now. You can't ask me to make that choice. There's a new season of Cobra Kai out. Have you watched it?
No, I need to catch up. I still have not.
It's straight fucking terrible.
It's pretty terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
They really need to stop focusing on the kids and get back to what made the show great, which is making fun of the Karate Kid old-ass actors.
Yeah.
It seems like all these shows that I have fallen behind on, you guys are watching, like, the new stuff, and it turns out to be garbage. This happened with Dexter. This happened with... now it's happening with Cobra Kai. And
there's actually a couple... In this new season, there's, like, one scene that's made me laugh so far, so it might be worth watching it for that. I won't spoil it for you.
You guys said the new Sex and the City is garbage, too.
I mean, watch that one.
It's Sex and the City for old people, and they're just trying so hard to be relevant. It's just, it's not great.
But Charlotte doesn't like anything.
That's not true. I like Station 11.
She really liked that My Girl Likes to Party All the Time video we watched earlier.
I've been making everybody watch Eddie Murphy music videos all morning.
I watched the new Matrix, which I liked, and Charlotte's like, "Was it good?" I was like, "Well, you're not going to like it."
But it's true,
I thought it was great.
Jill thought it was great too.
Why didn't you just go back and watch the first one?
Because the first one I've already seen. I haven't seen the new one.
But you have them because it's the first one.
We also watched The Dirt. last night.
Always good. See, I like the dirt. That shit's rad.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was Machine Gun Kelly playing Tommy Lee. And
so if you had to have Gargle the Balls of Mick Mars or Ted Cruz.
Like real Mick Mars or the actor real, playing Mick
real
Mars?
Mick Mars?
Real Mick Mars or Ted Cruz?
Well, Mick Mars.
Just want to make sure we're all on the same page here.
But yes, that man's not attractive.
Yeah. He's an amazing guitar player, though.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, that's kind of what prompted us to remember that we need to get those Motley Crue tattoos done.
Right.
And Machine Gun Kelly is a really good actor.
Yeah. He was probably my favorite part of the show.
Mick Mars, was that being portrayed... Ramsey? Was that the guy who
played? Ramsey Bolton?
Yeah.
Well, that's a different character.
Well, I mean the actor. Show, yeah.
But yeah, the actor's name is... I forget.
Yeah, I'll prep for that next. No, I'm not.
But you
I'm
can't refer you can't it. Refer to somebody playing a character by another character.
Sure you can, because you knew who I was talking about. So I win.
I feel like there's going to be a fist fight. We don't need some balls in
it. All right, this motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Fucking motherfucker.
You know, what I hate this month? I'm having a great time. I haven't really been paying attention to what I hate.
Yeah.
I'm in a house with my friends in the desert getting wasted.
Getting ready to go to the best football game of the year.
Yeah. We're going to watch the Seahawks win. Against the Cardinals.
They're just going to fuck up their shit.
In their hometown. At their home stadium.
Spank them.
Yeah, going to embarrass them.
Is it bad luck to...
Be confident?
No. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I don't really quite know the rules yet, although I'm getting the hang of it. We brought all of
you
our...
You guys are doing great.
We brought all of our Seahawks outfits. I'm wearing a Seahawks shirt right now.
I have a hat.
You're leaning on my sweatshirt?
I'm leaning on a sweatshirt.
We're putting all the magic into the universe. So this motherfucker hasn't really been a lot on my mind. I did write down a couple things, though. Since we're in Arizona... have you guys heard of Shauna Bolick?
No.
She is apparently she's running for Secretary of State, but she was a senator in Arizona, or is a senator in Arizona. Anyways, she's married to a Supreme Court justice named Clint Bolick, and she's really into writing legislation that makes it so votes don't count. And she was really big pushing for the overturn of the election results in Arizona.
Right.
Anyways, I was like, which is, you know, Republicans, whatever. They're kind of, typical. A lot of these people are kind of pieces of shit. But this one particularly, being married to a Supreme Court justice, you're like, really?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Really? And, you know, like, come on.
Term limits. Dude. Damn term limits for everything.
Yeah, and Supreme Court justices can't just be like, paid, you know, like,
right.
Remember that guy Brett Kavanaugh? We bring him up every once in a while because
he's
so fucking awful. But like, he had something like $200,000 in credit card debt. He had $100,000 in country club fees. He had a $1.5 million mortgage, all mysteriously, miraculously paid off by somebody,
right?
That nobody knows who it was. But all of a sudden, all this debt's just paid, and he's a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah. Anyways. This motherfucker.
That motherfucker.
He likes to drink beer.
Yeah, he does. And rape ladies.
Right?
You're really bringing it down, Mandy.
And he also likes to put booze in his butt.
Butt chugging.
Butt chugging bread?
Yep.
Butt chugging bread.
So does he just like pour it in with a beer bong, or like does he tampon it up there?
I'm assuming tamponing.
Okay.
It's I don't know for sure. I'm not sure.
You can chug a tampon?
Him and his friends talked about boofing, which they're like, oh, it's a joke.
Oh, God, I hate this. But you know who I'll go back to cool shit? Liz Cheney. You know, not all Republicans are the fucking worst. Her dad probably did the worst, wreaked havoc on this country more than any other fucking politician. But yet he, you know, stood with, they're the only Republican, because you know they split it to Democrats one side, so if you're like watching C-SPAN, right? So if you're in the House, Democrats are on one side, Republicans are on the other side. No Republican, except for Liz Cheney, and she was accompanied by her dad, Dick Cheney, was there to, you know, have a moment of silence for the fallen officers on January 6th.
Not a single
fucking Republican other than Liz Cheney showed up.
A bunch of dirtbags.
Right? So, even though, you know, could never agree with anything her dad did, she's a Republican in Wyoming, I think,
Didn't he shoot someone in the face?
He shot somebody in the fucking face.
Fracking. We don't talk about that.
Fracking is alive, well and alive because of that motherfucker. Not a good dude, but, you know, he at least was like, what the fuck is wrong with this party? Like,
yeah. It's getting real fucking weird.
It's real bad if fucking Dick Cheney thinks you're a piece of shit.
I was also reading in this motherfucker news that Marjorie Toenail Grease has accumulated $80,000 in fines for not wearing a mask on the House floor.
Love that.
And there's a whole movement that's saying that money should be donated to Planned Parenthood, yes. Which I thought was great.
Which, as somebody had said, because I think I read that thread, they're like, "All, yeah, but is she actually going to have to pay it?" And it's like, it automatically gets taken out of her wages.
Oh, I had that question too. That's good to know. I was also reading this article that said, no, not hash brown breakfast casserole, Mandy, something else.
Which was delicious, Mandy.
Thank you. It was basically Marjorie Toenail Grease could potentially lose the seat that she holds in Georgia.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, here's one. It says MTG is losing close to one-third of her congressional salary to mask fines. She's lost her committee assignments, which we all know.
She's been banned from Twitter.
Well, her personal account's been banned from Twitter.
Her vagina is stinky.
Who would you rather go down on? Marjorie Taylor Greene or God damn it. Who's just awful?
Lauren Boebert?
No, because she's at least somewhat attractive.
Judge Judy? I think Judge Judy.
Nancy Pelosi.
What has become of this podcast?
Answer, you have to do both.
I'm going to pick Marjorie, and I'm not going to be gentle.
A lot of teeth in there.
I'm a big chewer.
She's probably into it.
I'm definitely going to put a thumb in the butt.
Dang, I can't find the article I was looking for, but just to paraphrase what I read, it's basically like there's a couple of things that have already happened that make it a possible scenario that she could lose. It's not very likely. It's not very likely that she will. She'll probably get reelected, but she's lost her committee assignments. She's the lines have been redrawn for her district, the gerrymandering, but actually in the favor of the Democrats, which is unusual.
Right.
So anyways, something to keep an eye on, but there's the potential that we might be rid of her.
Well, I could have sworn I read something that was saying that she didn't want to be a part of this process anymore anyways because it was all corrupt, so maybe she just won't run again.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Anyway.
Fade away into... God damn it.
Oblivion?
Thank you.
into the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
She doesn't deserve to go there.
It's true. Satan controls the waters of the fiery pits of Mordor.
You just flush the toilet, flush her down. Satan will just flush her right out.
All right, do you have anything else? Or should we hear a word from our sponsors?
Hear a word from our sponsors.
It happens to all of us. Ulcerative colitis flare-ups, lactose intolerant because you just can't tolerate life without milkshakes. Maybe we partook in too much Maker's Mark last night. Perhaps it's just one too many cans of Prophet Tyson's potted meat. The nausea, bloating, cramping, that scary, urgent butthole pucker when you think you're just about to blow. Diarrhea can interfere with life and steal precious moments from you. Until now, there were few options for dealing with the green apple splatters. You shouldn't have to take those risky over-the-counter medications. The doctor's office? Forget that. They'll just try to give you a China flu injection. And eating a block of cheese is so back when my dad served in the Vietnam War. Now there's Kaka Cup. The Kaka Cup is a soft, funnel-shaped cup made of comfortable silicone that slides easily into the turd tunnel. Once in place, the Kaka Cup will collect your butt mud and keep you from having to make all those annoying and embarrassing trips to the crap factory. For extreme cases of thunder from down under, the Kaka Cup has a discreet tube that connects to a collection component that is housed in an always fashionable, comfortable-fitting fanny pack. Show Montezuma that his revenge ain't got shit on your dreams, and give Kaka Cup a try today. Kaka Cup is brought to you by your friends at Temple Twat. Oh, look, another hole to keep holy.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners get 20% off your first purchase of Kaka Cup. Just use the promo code Relief Society at checkout. That's promo code Relief Society at checkout for 20% off your first purchase of Kaka Cup.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
How'd you like that one?
Was it about butts?
Probably. So, oh, did we ever specifically mention why we're calling this episode Butthole Selfies?
Now that I figure that could be our first story.
There's so many reasons why we're calling it Butthole Selfies.
I just, we probably should have mentioned it back when we were talking about the dog mugs, that we were going to replace the mugs with our own pictures of butthole, close-ups of buttholes, to see if anybody noticed that the mugs had been changed.
I also walked in on Joe, and he was trying to, like, stretch his leg at home on the couch, and he had, like, his leg up in the air, kind of like this, but he also had his phone in his lap, so it looked like he was trying to take a crotch shot. And I'm just like, so this is what we do when I'm not around? He's like, oh, this is
what it looks like. What I'm doing in here is private.
Yeah, so, but whole selfies.
It's been the theme.
If you're lucky, one of the patrons can get some butthole mugs sent to them.
We're not going to do that to you. We threaten to do a lot of things to you guys, but we're not going to send you mugs with buttholes on them. I promise.
What if it's a cat butthole?
No.
Dexter's butthole.
Absolutely. We're like, oh, we're going to go on a cruise. We're going to get a house. We're going to get a retreat. We're
just
gonna
kidding. You get butthole mugs.
Fun stuff with you. Nope. You get a butthole mug that says this motherfucker on it. Ooh, I just had a good idea for some merch.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer.
I don't think merch. We really discussed what we were drinking, but I just cracked open this Eli Chardonnay, and it's very oaky. When you guys are done with your champagne, feel free to jump in on this.
Excellent.
And don't worry, because when that's gone, we have a whole box of Kirkland Chardonnay that we got to get through.
This is our first, well, at least this is my first football game that I've ever been to.
Also first for me.
Football game, so we're
we've been told there's nachos in helmets.
I that's the thing at our stadium. I don't know about this stadium. It might be a little classier. I do not recommend helmet nachos. Especially in this house. That was the stinkiest hotel room I've ever had with Joe. And we also, like, after the game, after we had the helmet nachos, Mika's girlfriend came to hang out with us. We're just like, man, it fucking stinks.
Nice to see you, buddy. Yeah. You can't come in. No.
It's on Joe.
We thought we would maybe tell you guys, since we're in Arizona for the football game, which is tomorrow, we thought maybe we would tell you stories about the last time we were in Arizona, Courtney and I were. And I don't know, if Charlotte, if you've heard the stories or not.
I don't know. Tell me again.
Okay. So picture it. The year is, what the fuck? I have no idea.
I'm going to go with 99.
Perhaps. Maybe even earlier than that. Anyway, sometime long ago, in the before times, we, myself, Courtney, BJ, and Tiffany, that was all right?
Yeah, just
the four of us, decided to go on a road trip, so we rented a minivan. You may have heard a little bit about this.
We flew into Vegas.
Oh, that's true. Flew to Vegas, rented a minivan. You may have heard a small story about the potted meat that was smeared on the the car and the campsite in the valley. That was part of this trip. We won't go over that one again. We don't speak of that.
Go back to potted meat episode. You'll find it.
But so we flew into Vegas, and then we said we were going to go do a whole tour of the Southwest, which was super fun. And we started in Arizona, right?
Yeah, we landed in Vegas and hit Arizona, and we decided to camp at some...
at the train tracks!
It was some kind of park, and we happened to pitch our tent right next to the train tracks.
Yeah, it was dark when we got there. Yeah, so we pitched our tent, and then I believe it was so cold that we ended up, like, sleeping in the car, turning the heat on because it was way too cold, and then plus, you know... we don't want to get decapitated by a train. Yeah. We didn't. We were young. We didn't plan it out very well. But we went to. We kind of went through the. I feel like, did we go through the top of the states and then turn around and come back through the bottom?
I'm really bad at geography right now.
Me too. Well,
but, I know. I think like we wound up in Flagstaff first.
We did go to Flagstaff. Yeah.
We camped there and then I think we spent a night there. That's where Tiffany and I went and got my fortune told. We were specifically on that trip trying to find out if the Southwest was somewhere we might want to move.
That's right.
We were thinking about relocating from cold-ass Bellingham down mm-hmm. to some warmer weather. And the fortune teller said, okay, you can ask 3 questions. And I was like, okay, first one is, where do you see me in the future? She's like, Alaska. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. All right, just take my fucking money and kick me in the mouth and get me out of here.
How much was it?
$40.
I thought it was like $5.
No, it was 40. It was a lot of money back then.
What do you remember? Did you ask her any other questions?
Oh yeah, I asked her if I was gonna be rich, and she said I was gonna inherit some money. And and then, you know, by then it's just like her whole story is bullshit. So I was just like, well, am I ever gonna find love? And she's like, no. Flagstaff fortune.
I don't remember exactly like the order things went in, but I remember we also went to the Carlsbad Caverns on that trip, and there's a lot of things, formations that look like boobies and dicks, and I made you pose by a lot of them and took your picture.
You pretty much ruined it. I'm never going to be able to go into politics because of you. Nothing about me.
Don't worry. I think I can dig some of those up and we'll use them as the premiere, you know, the video.
Yeah, I think I had good hair back then.
I did not have good hair. let's see. We
also went to Tombstone, Arizona.
To Tombstone, where they have this big shootout.
Mm-hmm. And the OK Corral.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody loves that movie Tombstone.
Yes.
We had to go to the Boot Hill graveyard so I could take pictures of all the graves. And
we went to Billy the Kid's grave.
I like dead people.
I really like murders. And we went to Roswell. Mm-hmm. That was fun. There's a whole like UFO museum. All the street lights are, the light fixture is of alien head.
Okay.
Pretty great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a fun trip. I kind of remember driving around with the minivan doors open.
Mm-hmm. We did. I don't think it had air conditioning. And we were also drunk, and it was more fun.
Yeah, I don't remember why exactly. We were just all drinking beer. Belted in, of course.
There's a petrified forest somewhere, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I think BJ yelled at Tiffany for trying to take some petrified wood.
Yeah. BJ was a big rule follower.
Yeah.
It didn't work out between
it's
us.
It's like going on vacation with your dad.
Yeah.
Did we tell this of the potted meat story when we went to return the minivan?
Yeah, and he made us clean it.
He made us clean it. He went puked out the window. He took it to a car wash and vacuumed it before. I was like, because they pay someone to do this. They're taking away jobs.
Right. I went on another, I dated that guy for a long time, but I went on another camping trip with him, and it was like me and a bunch of his buddies from work, and our friend Sexy Dave was there too, and like 3 of us were up super late drinking whiskey by the campfire, just like talking, you know, drinking, and I got in so much trouble for being drunk at like 3 o'clock in the morning because other people were trying to enjoy nature and I was ruining it. When I was like, his 2 friends were there too, and really not my fault.
Right.
So you got in trouble on more than one camping trip because we went to Ozette. And I remember Matt and I were carrying a cooler full of beer because we weren't into liquor at that time. And everybody was making fun of us for carrying this huge cooler.
That's right.
Huge, heavy cooler.
That.
And as soon as we got down there, everybody was like, well, can I have a beer? And I'm like, no. We stayed up late, and we got yelled at again.
Yeah. Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble. I don't like following rules when the rules are stupid. Okay?
It's fair. That is fair.
Anyway.
Welcome back.
And I'm back. Welcome back from
Fourth poo.
It's P4.
P4.
P4. You know, you should have taken some lessons from your older sister who taught me how to drink with Imodium.
God damn, that was a miracle. I have Dennis, Uncle Dennis to thank for that.
You take the Imodium so you can take the whiskey.
And everything won't just fall out your butthole.
You know, if you put a tape on
it. Soak it in some vodka. Brett Kavanaugh will want to be your friend. All right. Let's get serious here, ladies. This is a serious podcast, okay? What are we missing for stories this week? Do you have any road tripping stories you want to add on here? We did get a little close to New Orleans on that one. And I know Courtney's got a good New Orleans story. If you want to tell it.
Well, it was just, I get to talk about the time I got molested at the airport.
Yes. I don't know why I love that story so much.
Well, I guess I can even back it up. I decided one time to get my nipples pierced, and my body rejected one of them.
Right.
And I went and I talked to the guy who had done the piercing, and he said, hold on to the jewelry. Whenever, you know, it's healed up, I will do it for you for free. And I said, okay. And then one day I went back, I was just like, yeah, let's do this. And I took my shirt off, and he's got my boob in his hand, he's marking my titty, and all of a sudden I pussed out. I was just like, that fucking hurt. And why would I ever do that again? And I looked at him, and I'm like, stop. He looks at me, and I'm like, looks like I just came down here to show you my gear. I'm just like, no, we are not going to do that. So I just rocked one pierced nipple for a long time, and I was going to New Orleans with our friend Brian. And we were running late for the plane, and it's weird because none of my piercings have ever gotten picked up on security, but it got picked up on the metal detector, and they wanted to take me to a private room and, like, do a strip search.
I think this was, like, back at the beginning when, like, I don't know if metal detectors were... It was a long time ago, because, like, that shit wouldn't... I feel like this shit would never happen now.
Was this pre-9/11, or...?
It was pre-9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but we were gonna miss our flight, and this lady TSA just grabbed my titty and moved it around and jiggled it. You're good to go.
She's violated good. You.
She molested me. And I just stood there for a moment. And I was like, oh, we get to New Orleans. Titty travels.
I got my nipples pierced too because I wanted to be cool like Courtney. And that shit never healed. I had that for years. 3 years maybe? Never healed. They were always gross. I do not recommend it.
It's funny because I won't say which sister, but one of our sisters also got their nipples pierced. And she's like, Charlotte, will you look at it? Because I don't, like, it hurts. And I was like, yeah. So I'm looking at him. One boob looks totally fine. One was rejecting it. And I was like, yeah, no, that doesn't look good. I would take that shit out if I were you or whatever. And so she took the nipple ring out and just kind of grabbed her boob a little bit like that. And I'm a disgusting bitch. So, like, it was amazing. Just pus came out both sides. And, like, squirted all over the mirror. I was like, that was rad.
We're big fans of, like, the pimple popping video.
Right.
Remember, Laurie and I went to North Bend to spend an evening. We rented a hotel down there, and that's when we found out that they had Schmidt Light. we did, like, all the Twin Peaks sites, and we found the tattoo piercing parlor, and Laurie was underage at the time, and I said, oh, she's an emancipated minor. It's cool. I'll sign for her. And they let me sign for her to get her belly button pierced.
Oh, that's funny. I went to go get my tongue pierced because, you know, y'all think had your tongues pierced. I know Mandy and Tiffany did, and Laurie.
Chipped a lot of teeth on that shit.
I was like, oh, I want it done too. And Mom was trying so hard to talk me out of it. She's like, I'll buy you whatever 10 CDs you want. I'm like, no. She's like, I'll buy you a computer and a printer. And I was like, ooh, that's maybe. But then I was like, nope, I want it done. So we go down to the piercing tattoo parlor. And the girl was like, how old are you? And I think I was 13. And she's just like, oh, I'm sorry. I won't do it for anybody under 15 because of the nature of the piercing. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, it turns out it's good for sucking dick.
The implication.
It's something Ted Cruz likes.
But yeah, so she's like, you can come back like after 4. That's when the next piercer comes in for their shift. They might do it for you. I won't. And I was like, okay. So I was just like, mom, like, fine, I'll just get the computer. Which is a much better choice because, you know.
Yeah,
I got some teeth with that shit.
I chipped 2 teeth. I actually got I had the ball, the I don't even know what you call it, the stick with the 2 balls.
You had a Libre piercing too that fucked up here.
Oh yeah, and I had the Libre piercing, but yeah, basically like rubbed. Oh, I think that was the one that rubbed away my gums so far that like I got an infection in there, and I didn't know it was in there at all until I went to the dentist one time, and they're like, oh yeah, you need not only a skin graft, but a bone graft.
Jesus.
And I was like, oh, I guess that was stupid. So yeah, piercings. Kind of dumb. 90s.
I had a root canal, and so like the tooth was dead, and I bit down on one of the balls on the piercing, and it busted. It busted the dead tooth, so I had to pay like $1,000 for a crown. I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, see ya. I remember taking a... Like, you weren't allowed to wear them at work most places, too. And right. I remember taking weed whacker wire and, like, melting the ends of it so it made a little ball on either end and putting that in your tongue while you were at work so that you didn't your piercing feel. Wouldn't close up. Trashy. Good times.
With the metal detector, though, flew to Portland to go to the beach house for Matt's 30th birthday, I think is what it was. And I don't have my nipples pierced, but the shirt I was wearing had a metal thing on it. And I for sure was, and I was late for my flight too. I was like, I'm gonna fucking miss my flight. Here, just take, and I was just gonna take my shirt off and be like, here, take the shirt. Like, I don't give a shit. I'll get one just out go of my back. Yeah, like, I'll go through it again. You'll see that it's the fucking shirt and we'll be done here, right? And they're like, no. And I was like, yeah, I totally got felt up by a TSA person because it wasn't just, they had to make sure everywhere, even though I was in one of those, you know, put your hands above your head, they see where the metal, I don't know why she was all up in my business, but she was, but I liked it. So I was okay with it.
This one might be gross and people might cut it out. I was in Bellingham one time going to Vegas, and I was on my lady period and had a maxi on, and I put my hands up, and I guess they caught they thought I was smuggling something. Patted me down and patted my pad. What about me says violate me to TSA?
I guess that's why they wear those gloves.
It's over. It's just not dead yet.
They almost didn't let me go through with my food processor. I was coming back from Utah, and they're like, well, I was like, what? It's under 3 inches, because you can have a knife that's under 2 or 3 inches, something like that. And he eventually let me go, but yeah, I got held up because he's just like, I'm like, I mean, you throw in the trash, I guess, but you know, I was just trying, I didn't want to ship it from Utah. I was just going to put it in my luggage. And I definitely, because I had to check a bag too, because I wanted my KitchenAid. So Tiffany was bringing stuff down from Washington. We were meeting in Utah, and then I was flying back. And I got one of those pieces of paper said that they had checked my luggage because they wanted to know what the big-ass KitchenAid in my suitcase was.
I love it when you open your suitcase and you have the note like, went through your shit. It's time for some new underwear. Right.
You know what I got stopped for once in Italy, actually. I had... I think 3 bottles of wine, and we're going back home, and I had this game called Bulls, where it's like, it's basically bocce ball, but it's like that Italian version of it, or French version, or whatever, and so all the balls are made of steel, and they wouldn't let me bring the balls onto the plane. I had to actually go back, they let me go back and check it, and so okay. I could get it home, but yeah, the little playing balls could be considered a weapon. I could knock out the pilot or something. That's what they said to me. And I was like, I pulled out the bottle of wine and I was like, but that's not a problem. And I did a fake motion, like I was shattering it and I was gonna slice somebody's neck. I didn't do it that dramatically, but I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, I know, it's stupid. Okay. That was pre-9/11 too.
Right.
I remember one time pre-9/11 when we put my backpack through security, and at the end it was open and all of our LSD fell out. All of our Spider-Man LSD all over.
We were going to Florida?
Yeah, we were going to Florida.
That's actually a pretty funny story too. I don't know if there's kind of a lot of stories from that trip, but the one in particular was when we were with our friend Josh. We were gonna go like look at the alligators when we were holding the baby alligator, and you were like,
I have that pitch framed picture above my bed.
Yeah, you were like, hey, is it cool, does anybody care if wait, what was it?
So we stopped at a restaurant, a fast food restaurant. That's and right. You and I went to the bathroom and dosed, and then we got into the car, and then we were like, hey, is everybody cool if like me and Mandy were to drop some LSD? And he's like, no.
It's too late. Oops.
See, what's the line? It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. So yeah, we were really high and we went on that airboat ride. And
that's
there was
right.
A little alligator show and we got to hold the alligator. And
yeah.
Tiffany, I've got this awesome picture of Tiffany holding a scorpion.
Yeah. Did Tiffany take acid or was it just us?
Just us, yeah. we drove across to the Gulf side. I think we stayed somewhere, Bonita Beach. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, yeah.
And Tiffany like got some Top Ramen crumbs on the floor. Josh is fucking bitches and picking up little tiny pieces of water. It's like, chill, dude, chill.
I love Josh. We're still friends to this day, but I've heard from some mutual friends that he doesn't travel with people anymore after that. He doesn't go on friend trips anymore. Like, we ruined him somehow. I don't know how, because I think it was fun.
Right. It was a great trip. That was where we almost got eaten by the shark.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we told that story. You know, here's a story you might help me remember. I've been trying to figure this out, and I can't get any definite people who remember it. But I have this memory, and I swear to God it was in Florida. And I think it might be the same trip where one of my sisters was getting hit on by carnies. There was, like, a bunch of carnies that were in the pool or the hot tub at the hotel we were staying at. And I cannot remember anything else about it.
You know what sister it was that was getting hit on? It was Laurie.
It was Laurie, right? So it wasn't that trip. What trip was that?
There was another time, like, I think we really liked the Gulf side. So, like, when we would go down, we'd fly into Miami, go down to the Key West, do the Everglades, go to the Gulf side, and then go back home. And there was a time, I think, that we flew into Tampa. And Laurie came with us, and yeah, it was Laurie. And Florida has a carny town, right? It's called like Libsyn or
I've Libsyn. Never heard of this.
Yeah, it's like where retired carny freaks go. So you ever lost your boy? Yep. And, like, it got murdered and everything.
That's
yeah, carny town, and that's in Florida. So
that's right. Winter Park? I don't know.
Hey Siri, where's Carney Town?
Well, I'm glad to know that somebody remembers that besides me, because I've been trying to like fish for that story. I thought it was Laurie, but then I was like, I just...
Oh, you're pretty.
You got a lot of tattoos. Let me see them tattoos.
You ask 100 people, maybe one will say yes.
Yeah, daytime, day drinking, hot tub, a lot of carnies.
Yeah.
Really wanted to get Slurry.
It's called sex soup.
No. Carny sex soup.
Okay, serious question. Carny, missing a tooth, really hairy, in a hot tub. Have his balls in your mouth or Ted Cruz's balls in your mouth?
Is Ted Cruz in the hot tub?
Yes.
Can I choose the carny that got scalped by the roller coaster? You've ever heard about that? Where like his balding like ponytail got caught in the roller coaster and like scalped him?
Yes.
Can I suck his balls?
Yes, you can. He needs a little ball sucking after that.
Ted Cruz. And again, not going to be gentle.
We might have to
mop it out first.
We might have to change the name of the episode. I don't know if butthole selfies should be the name. Maybe it should be Ted Cruz's balls.
In your mouth.
I don't know. We'll have to think about it.
Would you rather put Ted Cruz balls in your mouth or head over to Apple
the podcast
and leave us a review?
Check out our website at fhebadmormons.com.
You can send us fhesweetbuttholes.
Have you ever had Ted Cruz's balls in your mouth? Email us at fhebadmormons@gmail.com.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
You too can become a patron for less than a latte. $3 a month will get you your own exclusive content and into our inner circle.
You can play a drinking game with Charlotte where she doesn't follow the rules.
And lastly, we are always looking for subscribers and likes on our YouTube channel, so if you haven't yet, head on over to YouTube and hit that subscribe button.
Like and subscribe. Turn the bell on, won't you?
And thanks as always for listening to this shit show of a podcast.